Brian, sum that up. An opportunity missed to go top?
Yes. It was a high-octane, high-intensity game. Lots of physical challenges. Chances at both ends. Good displays by many players. And the ingredient that's been missing the last two games has disappeared, which I'm pleased about.
There weren't many chances created, though. Are you disappointed by that, particularly from Doncaster Rovers' perspective?
Yeah, but we had a game plan and we stuck to it, and it was important tonight, even at this stage of the season, that we make some amends for the previous two games, and we've made some amends, and that's a draw. And during the season, it's important you set out yourself to do, even at home, is not to lose a game. And as it goes on, it'll prove to be a valuable point.
Was that part of the thinking in team selection tonight, to be more solid? I know you've got your injuries and we'll come on to that in a moment, but was that part of the thinking this evening?
Yeah, that's right. We had a game plan and they worked it really, really well. Sometimes when you come up with a plan, it doesn't always benefit every player in the team. Sometimes it restricts certain players, but they have to then do their share on the other sides of what we're asking them to do, and then their quality will be shining through and create things that we know we can do better at.
Is that perhaps the next stage for you, then? If it was about being solid tonight, you want the team to come out of themselves a little bit more in the final third?
That will happen, yeah. That will happen, because I've seen it. But it was just making sure that the brilliant foundations that have been laid we've just made certain that why we've got to this position is what we've done for 90 minutes tonight.
I did say, obviously, there weren't a lot of chances, but you did have a great one with Painter. Mm-hmm. He skied it over.
He tried to hit it too hard, didn't he? Really. I mean, if being critical, that's exactly what his technique was. And he is better at that, but he really tried to smash it into the net when, I think if he had hit the target, it would have been a goal.
Gary Woods played well for you tonight. Some telling saves.
Some fantastic saves. Important ones as well, but we're coming used to that with Gary. Coming used to being in the right place at the right time, and he is without a doubt, and I've told him he's having the best season of his career probably now.
Do you feel he's starting to develop into the role? Because he's still young, I suppose it's important to remember that.
Yeah, Gary's only 22, so to have consistency at that level at a relatively young age, it can only be good for him.
Painter came off. What was the thinking there, or what happened there?
No, Billy reported this afternoon with being slightly unwell, but he was desperate to play, which is a positive sign. He gave his all for us. He ran as much as he possibly could, but he was feeling under the weather, as you say, not 100% really physically.
So he'll need sort of check-in between now and Crawley then. I suppose having the extra time will help him.
It'll help Billy, yeah. But I'm not... It's probably more of a head cold than anything else, but he'll be okay for Crawley, yeah.
Chris Brown, what's happened to him?
Chris has got a knee ligament injury, which is looking like a minimum of 4 weeks and a maximum of 7 to 8 weeks, which is not good for him and not good for us at this stage.
No, it's a blow, because obviously he had been playing well, hadn't he, and was a really important part of the team.
He'd been playing exceptionally well. He'd been looking the real part of a real good centre-forward. It's disappointing, but once again, we worry about the ones we've got. Wish him a speedy recovery, and he will do, and he'll work hard to get back fit quick. I know that.
I know we spoke the other day that injuries might dictate whether you dip into the loan market.
Yeah, that's true.
Does that now mean you're going to have a look in the loan market, because Hume's still not ready yet, etc., etc.?
No, Hume and Sayers have both been very positive in training this week. Both are pushing themselves to be ready for Crawley. And if they're not ready for Crawley, they will be ready for Yeovil. So that's good signs from them too. Wheels are already in motion from day one when I came in terms of what I'm going to bring in to the club in terms of new players. That's already ongoing, that is. So, but in answer to your question, Andy Griffin could be out for a couple of weeks. So the numbers are depleting, yes, you're right. It's not a critical stage yet, but it's a stage where you seriously think that we might take that next step.
So it's a maybe then, between now and Monday.
Yeah. You've done well on that one, yeah. I've waffled on a little bit, and yeah, that's true.
So come on then, you are looking then, and there is a possibility you might supplant the squad between now and the next one.
Yeah, there's a good possibility of that.
Right, okay. say. What area of the team then concerned you most? Is it the forwards? Is that an obvious thing to say?
We are lacking forward players, obviously, with injuries. Obviously, Chris and Ian would probably start most times. Billy'll be okay. I'm got a problem with Billy. Mm-hmm. David Sayers is a makeshift centre forward. He's proven he can do that. So when he comes back, that's like another added bonus for us. But if there is a priority, it is that position, yes.